ケツが天だ。
Metro and his bitch going brave. Strike like a match, knock him out his hat. Knife to a gunfight, this ain't none of that. Had to cut her off, she got too attached. I ain't wasting time that I'm never getting back. Taking less L's, making more M's. Put her skims on, now she acting like she Kim. Take it to the paint.
What's up? It's Weekend Weebs, episode 5. It's November 6th, 2022. This is Alonzo.
It's Jason.
It's Jason.
I thought you were gonna say here with, and then I was gonna say Jason. Like, what's the we need an intro. I mean, that could just be the intro. We can use here with Alonzo, and I'll say my name.
Yeah.
So yeah. We'll All get right. better. We'll
yeah.
Get
better. here. Got another lineup of episodes this week. Let's just get into it. Where do you want to start again? You say Chainsaw Man?
Yeah, Chainsaw Man. We can start with Chainsaw Man.
Cause yeah, it was funny you were saying that because when the episode started, I was also confused because I was like, I thought they were still fighting at the end of the last episode.
Yeah, but I guess he completely killed it. So, I mean, I guess we can do like what a quick recap, like we usually do of what happened. So. Power, it was like another flashback of Power, even though they already kind of did a good job of explaining her relationship with the cat and stuff like that last episode. So they did like what, like a quick, I want to say like 2 to 4 minutes showing her just wandering and basically talking about like how it's a foolish, I guess a foolish dream, or like I'm doing all this for like such a small thing. But, you know, it's what I want to do. And I feel like that was kind of the thing with the whole episode. Was like, you will do what you want to do for the things that you want. Because even when he was fighting the leech demon or devil, she was like, my dream or the bat was her man.
And yeah.
Shoot her man. And they had a dream of like eating all of humanity and living like happily ever after, basically. And they kept going back and forth about their dreams. So, like, the whole, I guess that's the theme of the episode is like, your dreams, pursue your dreams, even if they're super small or other people don't feel like they're big. Not to like give it more depth than that. Like, obviously, that's not the theme of the episode, but that happened to be like brought up a lot, you know, throughout the first, I want to say like 10, 15 minutes.
I mean, her and the bat, not the bat, the leech and Power are both like, he's really doing all this over Boos
right now. Yeah.
And he's just like, at first I thought he was going to be like,
I should think of a different dream. Yeah. I thought that was going to happen too, but no, it didn't. He was just like, it doesn't matter. And then he talked to Hayakawa. Yeah, that's how you say his name. Hayakawa. In the hospital after, you know, the aftermath.
Yeah.
And he was like, even though you guys have like bigger, quote unquote, bigger dreams than I do, that doesn't mean I'm not going to take it as serious as you do.
Like, even if my dreams seem small, like to you guys, I'm still going to give the same amount of effort as you guys. So don't worry about it. But I don't know. Overall, I feel like, yeah, like you say, that's fair. That's fair. Like, I can respect that, but I still don't like him as a character. I will say Hayakawa, he became a little more interesting to me. Especially after he like added more to like the lore of being a devil hunter, like
they have
contracts with devils. Like, hey, you can, you know, basically I'll supply you with a part of my flesh for you to work for me or do something for me. And he was saying like devil hunters have contracts with devils to, you know, help fight other devils. So that was pretty cool. And then him as a character, he's kind of growing on me a little bit. I like his whole attitude towards pretty much anything. Is like, you know, this is work, but his dream is like, you know, I want to protect more people and I want to get revenge for my family who were killed by devils. And I think he may, like we talked about this last week or the week before, like he may change a little bit based on how Denji perceives devils, but he might not though, because this is like the second time he's like, you basically keep trying to protect devils, even though time and time again they've shown you that they can't be kind of trusted outside of his dog. Like, he was basically saying, oh, power's cool, but he's like, power's not cool. Like, we literally took the evidence from the house. It was your blood on the fucking floor. And from that, we can pretty much tell she tricked you into going to this house for whatever it may be. And he found
Yeah,
out it
they
was
had
for the
it
cat.
all figured
Yeah,
out.
figured out. And he was questioning him to basically be like, hey, you can tell me the truth and we can just like kill power, or you can lie and we can keep, you know, going about our business as a team for the time being. But at the end of the day, I'm just really working with you guys because I'm tasked with you guys for the time being on
He
this
says
experimental
that,
team.
but like in the same time, I don't really feel that from
I
him.
do feel that way right now.
Like,
It might change.
I don't know.
I feel like currently in the story, if they were to die, he would not care.
I feel like he
Currently in
has
the
a soft
story.
spot for Denji. Especially
Maybe.
like in the hospital and like in the scene where like he's like at his house. Like he has a soft spot for Denji, I feel like.
I don't know, man. I think he will. I don't think it's there yet, though. I don't think it's like fully, you know what I'm saying? Like currently,
Yeah, it's not at this
directly
biggest
right now.
point.
Yeah, it's I don't know, 'cause I feel like he's like, I think he's kind of like, oh my gosh, bruh, this dude's at my house. Now Power's also at my house. And
That
then
was funny.
like the end of the episode was like,
That was like weird, like cringe
yeah, that was
anime,
definitely
like
cringe
no
anime.
one
I'm like,
parent,
all
I
right,
hope my
bro.
parents, no one
Yeah,
walks in
don't
on me
walk in.
watching
Like, what am I
this.
watching? Exactly. And so I don't know. And then the overall episode was like, it was all right. It was pretty good. The animation is still pretty meh to me. Like,
See, I was gonna say for this episode, I felt like the animation started looking better for me. Not necessarily like in the fight scene. The fight scene still looked really weird, but like especially like when they were in the hospital, I felt like it just looked, or like in the house when he's just like
Or when he was
cooking.
walking in the office and he went to go talk to the boss lady.
Yeah,
Like,
like I
that looked
felt like
pretty
it
cool.
looked really good in those moments. Not necessarily when they're fighting though.
And so, I don't know. I thought the episode was overall, it was good. I think it was one of the better episodes, I'll be honest,
I think it was
out of the
good
four.
too. I'm trying to see. I guess some interesting things. I thought devils only ate like humans, but I was kind of confused to
It's really
see
just blood.
power
They just
just
want
eat
blood.
animals in general.
Yeah, I think it's just blood. They just need blood. They don't necessarily need like flesh or anything. It's just the blood of any animal. But I think human blood is more beneficial to them than animal blood.
Okay, because then I was questioning. I was like, "Why didn't the bat just like eat a cow or something,
Yeah, but
like
you know,
Power did?"
he wants like pure. He wanted
That's
pure.
true. He is pretty bougie about his blood,
Which
so
is kind of strange because like their goal was to kill all humanity, but I mean, I guess you can kill people without eating them. Like, so if that is their
yeah.
goal, like him and the leech. And then the leech just looked weird, bruh.
But
Like it was like
I didn't
a
know that was a leech. It had like udders or something.
it had udders and the udders looked like breasts.
Yeah,
And it
that
was just like I thought it was like a I knew it was supposed to be like some kind of insect or something. I just didn't I couldn't tell like well is a leech considered an insect or like a bug?
I don't think leeches are considered insects.
Bugs, yeah. So
I don't know
I
what
don't know.
they
It just looked. It looked like something that sucks. That's all I could like get from it. Like some kind of animal that sucks stuff. And then she like shot his arm off with like a wave of air.
Yeah, that was
And
weird. I thought his arm just like fell off. I
yeah,
didn't.
I'm like, what? I'm like, did he just overuse his body or something? Like, what's going on? Because
That's
it didn't
what I
show any
thought.
impact or anything. It just like popped off. It looked like a circular missile of air just shot his arm. At first, I thought he got shot. Like maybe the people showed up and they were like, "Why are you fighting in the town?" Like you know, like the other devil hunters. And they're like, "All
Yeah.
right, we gotta subdue him." I thought that's what it was, but no, it was like. And then she didn't even make a entrance. She just showed up. She literally just shot his arm, and then next thing she was just there.
That's why I was so confused, because I felt like I missed an episode, because I'm
When
like
it started,
I didn't
I'm like,
remember the bat dying, and then she just showed up so abruptly. But
So, but that's
she was
like,
weird.
that's really like it for me. Nothing more really happened. Nothing crazy, other than like the information we got from, about the contracts that humans make with devils. I thought that was a good you know, world builder element and added to the depth of the show. So, and also he has rookies that trained under him, like, or he works with and he teaches, because like the girl with the eye patch was there outside the hospital, and so were the other two people. Remember when he showed up after like the aftermath of killing the leech? And then they were like, all right, the rookies have to go look around, make sure there's no more devils, and then also we have the other two on rescue and recovery kind of deal, like see if there's anybody left. So that's pretty cool. So he's it seems like he does a lot. Like they have him
Does do a
teaching
lot.
new people, and he has a experimental team with two fiends. So
They trust him, I guess. And you see,
yeah.
he does. I feel like he does have like a crush on what's
Yeah.
her name?
I just call her the boss lady.
The boss lady. I think it's funny. I'm looking at the characters right now. Oh, this is like a certain group of Special Division 4.
Also
Makoa.
spoiled
Okay.
myself. I spoiled myself too, again, accidentally.
How'd you spoil yourself?
I can't tell you
Okay.
because it'll change your whole opinion on the show.
Okay.
So yeah.
Was it just like random or like.
It was just random. I wasn't like trying to find spoilers. I was just searching some stuff, and then I read something about someone, and it told me something I didn't want to know. Or not that I didn't want to know, but like, dang, it kind of changes like how I am watching the show currently a
Because
little bit.
you already know something's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see then. It's not like we haven't read the manga, I guess, so we don't really
Yeah,
know when it's
so we
gonna
don't really
happen.
know. Yeah.
Okay. I thought the episode was pretty solid overall. I guess predictions, is he gonna, I feel like he's not gonna get to touch her boobs.
Oh, you think what's his name is gonna bust through the door right when it's about to happen? Probably.
Yeah.
That'll probably happen, yeah. Or they'll just leave it like a cliffhanger, like we don't know if it happened or if it didn't happen. Or they might mention it in the next episode. Or I don't know. And then she only gave him three. Like, all right, let's be real. Let's be real.
Nah, she said
Me
three
personally,
grabs.
yeah, me personally, I just risked my life. One, you tried to kill me. Like you tricked me and you tried to kill me, right? And then even when you tried to kill me and like feed me to this bat, I still was like, you know what? I'm gonna kill this bat and I'm gonna save your cat for you. You know what I'm saying? Like it was two times I could have died. Really three. Three times I could have died. You drug me to this house that I don't know. You knock me out and you're about to feed me to this devil. All right, that's one time I'm about to die. Two, I'm like, all right, well, now I gotta fight because I don't want to die. And now I'm fighting the devil. And I'm possibly could die in this fight, but he like trashed him easily. Like it was no contest for real. Like he literally just destroyed the bat dude like it was nothing. And then the leech popped up and he had to fight the leech lady and he was gonna die because he ran out of blood. He was weak and he couldn't like go full power. And she literally was about to eat him whole until the devil hunter showed up and he used the fox devil to eat her. So that's like three times he would have died. But yeah, I don't know. Three is not just, I don't know what number
How
is
do
just.
you
I think he needs
quantify
to, I think a
that,
duration of time
though?
is more acceptable than a number count,
However many how
personally.
many minutes he spent in the hospital. That's the
So,
amount. How do you quantify
or like, okay, for X amount of time, whenever you want, you can grab my breasts.
That was like a
That,
pass.
yeah, like a pass. Like, all right, you get a month pass. Boom. Whole month. Whenever. Obviously, like reasonable timing, not just out of nowhere and out of the blue. But knowing Denji, he might just, I don't know.
But you see, so see how desperate he is. He didn't even care.
Yeah.
He's like, three is
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, all right, whatever.
He would be fine with
Three.
one.
But yeah, so that's
Honestly.
like it. That's it for me with that episode. Pretty much. And I guess prediction is just status quo. They'll probably go on a real mission, like all together,
Like all
and
three of
not
them.
just, yeah, and not just something like impromptu, you know, from trying to be tricked. So yeah.
That would be cool. I see the team building a little bit. They might add the eye patch girl too to
Yeah.
the group or something like that.
I think she is in the group, at least from the opening. I think she's with them, like walking around.
Okay.
So.
Have their own little Team Seven. There you go. Do you want to talk about Mob now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mob was good. Mob is always good. Animation was on point. Fight was great. I do think the ending was kind of dang, I'll say. It
I
was good. It
agree.
was funny, but I was like, dang, I was hoping that they actually like had a climactic ending to the fight, you know, or
was funny,
or like
though,
going
that I
into the
remember
next
what the
episode.
ending was.
Yeah. Cause basically he showed up, he finally got to the tree. He talked to Dimple 101, and Dimple kept trying to like trick him, trying his best to like not really fight him and manipulate him to think like, hey, it's okay. Like, I don't even gotta be the father, like, or be the figure. You can be the figure, and I just tell you what to do.
Yeah, like, why
You know
was
what I'm
he
saying?
trying to not fight him so much?
Because he just, I don't know. I think he does. I mean, he really does like Mob. Like, he was with him for like a long time. I don't think he like really was just trying to use him the whole time. I think what really happened was when Mob came back with like the future, I forgot the name of that assessment, but remember he had to pick out what he wanted to do in the future, and
Yeah.
that made Dimples think about himself and his future, because Dimples did want to be a god. Like, that's his whole thing. He wanted to be viewed as like Jesus, basically. And after that fell through, he was just following Mob around, like hanging around with Mob and his teacher and just watching what they do, basically. So that was like a wake-up call for him, I guess. And he was like, all right, let me get back into that bag and become a god. And so I don't know. So that's what I think it really was. It was just that. It was a
Was
wake-up
funny.
call. He was like, I want to go back to whatever my dream was and pursue that, but I don't want to necessarily, you know, fuck over my friend, who is, I do think he views him as a friend now, you know, but yeah.
It was funny though, and like I feel like this is like for all the
Oh.
episodes this week. Oh, are you okay?
Yeah. I was gonna say something else, but
Oh, what are you gonna say?
I was gonna say also he didn't want to fight him because he was absorbing his energy while he was talking.
Oh,
Remember?
okay.
That was the big thing. He was like, dang. Or after he got him all the way to the bottom of the tree, he was like, all right, good. I got enough of his energy now, and I can fight him like full on.
Yeah, he was trying to drain
Yeah,
him
he was
before he
trying to
found
drain him, yeah, before he
Paul.
found out. Yeah, because he figured out. Mob started figuring out. He's like, dang, I'm feeling kind of weak. And then, so
It was
yeah,
the
so
roots,
that was
because he's covered in the roots or whatever. Because he's
yeah.
the blonde guy, I was getting a little confused. He was still under brainwash,
Yeah, he was still brainwashed.
right? Okay.
He's not like you were thinking he was fully aware and he just had a change of mind. That's Dimples, because Dimples did the same thing with his mentor. Remember, you're like, I can't tell if this is his mentor or Dimples talking.
Yeah, because
So,
Dimple was just like, I'm not even controlling him. Or something like that.
yeah.
So I got confused. I was like, wait, what? But that whole
So I
episode
think he's
was
just lying.
cool. I feel like
Yeah.
with all of the episodes this week, besides like Chainsaw, I feel like not a lot of story was pushed forward that much.
Yeah.
So I feel like I didn't really learn that much, but it was still the animation was nice, obviously. And Mob, you said Mob is like the strongest psychic, right?
Yeah, he's the strongest
Okay.
psychic.
So that's why he was just like, that's why he was just draining him and stuff, because he was just throwing him
Yeah.
around
Yeah. And but
for
Mob wasn't going 100%. He was like holding back. He was holding back.
Yeah.
Cause he was like, all right, man, I'm trying to give you chance after chance after chance after chance. And you're still trying to kill me. And then the last straw was when Dimple shot him with that laser. Cause that was
Yeah.
gonna kill him. He was like, that's strong. If I
No,
wasn't.
that was funny when he turned into the gold body.
Yeah, the
He looked
golden.
like a stand. He looked like a
Yeah.
JoJo
And he shot the laser out his mouth too, right?
Yeah, he's like
Yeah.
godly beam. It was
Yeah,
funny. I don't know. I thought it was cool. Next episode, I got a little confused at the end because I was waiting for him to go 100%, but then
he
I
did go
feel like
100%, but then it like hard stopped.
I was about to say, didn't it get like thrown off because of like the monkey
Yeah,
shirt?
because the monkey shirt, he was like, why are you wearing that lame ass shirt?
That's what he said.
And he was like, what? My shirt? And so I think they're just gonna sit down and talk it out now. But
Like, it was such an abrupt ending. I was like, he's like, that's a lame ass shirt. Okay. Yeah, mom was cool. And I think that was definitely a best moment contender when he was like, when
Your shirt
Dimples like
sucks.
showed him, that one was one. And when Dimples showed himself and Mob was like slapping him and started
Yeah,
throwing
yeah.
around.
And he was like, "All right, well, hold on, hold on, hold on. What are you doing?" And then he went like full or kind of semi full 100%.
Yeah.
Started actually turning up and they fought. So yeah, Mob was good. Animation was amazing, always amazing. Like you said, not much added to the story, but I think it's at a point where it's like it's just fighting because the story. The plot has led up to this point so far. So
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. Do you want to talk about My Hero or Bleach next?
We can do My Hero. Yeah, My Hero. My Hero.
Okay.
Shigaraki is just God now, I guess. which I guess I kind of expected that, but what is really crazy is that he didn't even get the full time to recover in that chamber. So if he's like
Nah.
that, with and he needed what, like 3 more weeks, he said?
I think it was
Or was it 3 days?
somewhere around like he was like 70% done or something like that.
Yeah. So if that's 70%, he's basically a perfect Nomu, at this point. Fully aware, like completely conscious, can use his powers whenever, and won't basically go against anything. One for all once because that's his mentor and he's like, I want to do anything I can do for him because I don't know. I view him as
Yeah, but I
a
feel
dad.
like, but like the thing with like Shigaraki All For One, I feel like it is teetering more on like brain control more than
Yeah.
like mentorship at this point, because like he's
Yeah.
gone as far as to like integrating into him and like sending him like subliminal messages, like chase One For All. Like he wasn't gonna chase after One For All.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know though. You don't think so? Well, yeah, because that was his goal. That was One For All's goal, is to get All For One. That was the only quirk he was saying he couldn't get. And that's the quirk he
Yeah.
wants. And so yeah. But
Just for a second, can we talk about how confusing it is for the author to make the names so similar?
yeah, One For All,
Even
All
though
For
I
One.
get like what he was going with
But even
it,
One For All, you can give to people. So it's not even One For All. He can take powers and give it to people.
wait, are you talking about One For All or All For One?
One For All, like the bad one, the bad one. He
That's
can
All
take
For One.
powers. Oh yeah, okay. All For One.
See, it's
All For,
confusing.
yeah. See, it's
See,
confusing. Yeah, it's confusing.
I'm
But even
saying.
All For One, All For One, he can give it to anybody. Like he can literally take quirks and give them to people.
Yeah, you can.
But One For All can't. They can only give it to one person. They can't take quirks, but they can pass quirks down.
Right.
Which to me is not as cool of a power as I
And
can
not
take your quirk.
even on purpose, though. Like, they can pass quirks
Yeah.
down, but not on purpose.
Well, they not fully on purpose, but they can pass
Yeah.
the ability of the quirk, because
Like
the
the
quirk itself
strength,
still,
or
yeah, it doesn't even have a true like definition. Like we don't know what that is. It's not like concrete. It's just a quirk passed down to people, to other people, like to each person, to each successor. But it's no like clear cut. What is the power? What is the quirk? You know what I mean?
yeah, there isn't like a description of it.
Whereas All For One is like, all right, I can take he can take quirks away and he can like stack them up and use them, or he can take
To
quirks
say
away
he
and
can
give them to other
combine them
people.
or give
Yeah,
them other
combine
people.
them, give them away, take them. So it's like, really, I don't even know
He's
why.
basically
And
the god of
clearly, yeah,
quirks.
clearly, One For All must have like some super crazy ability that we don't know yet, which we kind of see because clearly there's something there extra like.
Oh, you see Deco? He's like Spider-Man.
Yeah. He was swinging through the city like Spider-Man, but he got that last season. That's when they were fighting, or doing the little
The team battle,
class. Yeah, the team battle
but
class
like he's
1A
actually like
and
using it
1B.
now.
Yeah, he was. Well, he was using it last season too when he was training with Endeavor.
Oh, okay.
So, but this episode was good. I thought it was gonna slow down. I didn't think the attack was gonna keep going like that. Even though Shigaraki did last episode say, all right, it's time to go to Makia. Like, all right,
Yeah.
tear up the city, basically. Like, it's time to go.
I
I
feel
don't know
like this
why.
episode did kind of slow down, though,
I
to
mean, in the
me.
sense of like, I thought they were going to retreat and then everybody was going to group back up and start talking about stuff. That's what I
Oh,
thought was going to
okay.
happen. I didn't think it was going to be like, all right, Shigaraki's here and now the whole battle is about to change right now. I thought it was going to be like a little break in between action. But I guess this whole season is just going to be like this current battle, right?
Yeah, I
Or,
think it is.
okay. And
Or at
this
least
battle.
just maybe a little bit of the aftermath.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
But
So,
like,
yeah.
I felt like the episode itself, like I don't think the episode was slow at all. But I feel like what was I thinking here?
It was more talking,
It was a lot of
more
talking and
planning,
a
more
lot of just
analyzing.
like chasing, not
Yeah.
necessarily like a square up like we're battling. It was a lot of
Yeah.
like Endeavor chasing Shigaraki chasing Deku,
Midoriya,
Bakugo chasing Midoriya, and everyone just like joining up for the fight that's gonna happen next episode.
yeah.
So I'm excited for that. I think that'll be pretty good. I think next episode may be pretty good, unless they switch away from them and go
Yeah.
to a different.
But there is gonna have to be it's gonna have to be Endeavor and Dragon Lady and Aizawa and all them fighting Shigaraki. It's no way they can
Yeah.
switch. I don't know what they would switch to. There's nothing to switch to unless they go back to the base and show
Yeah.
Makia coming out of the ground and start terrorizing stuff, and then you got Mount Lady, because Mount Lady's about to fight Makia too, because Makia came out the ground.
Yeah.
And it
I
was pretty
think.
cool how the dude created a bat, like a cement bat, a giant cement bat for her. That was awesome. Like when she ran to him, he made a bat out of pure cement, a giant bat, and she just grabbed it and started running
Oh,
towards
I didn't
Makia.
see that. Is
Yeah.
that in the preview or was that in
No,
the.
it was in the episode. It was in the episode when the ground started cracking, and then the ice guy, the evil ice guy, was trying to fight off the cement guy. I gotta
Right.
know their
I remember
names.
that.
Yeah, and then he sent it from the sky, and then Mount Lady threw a rock to block the ice coming from above, and then the
Right.
guy was like, "Oh, thank you." And then he created a cement bat for her to pick up, and then she ran, and then it cut back to Midoriya, Bakugo, Endeavor, and everybody else.
Okay.
Can we talk about how like underpowered, or not underpowered, but how like delusional Bakugo and Midoriya are in terms of strength? I don't think Midoriya is delusional about his strength, but Bakugo is definitely delusional about how strong he is.
I think Midoriya like underestimates himself. I think Bakugo overestimates himself.
Yeah, but Bakugo is there with him because he was like, Deku's using 30%, and I'm sticking like I'm right next to him, and he's using
Yeah.
30%. So like I'm not that far behind. I am behind, but I'm not that far behind. But it's the fact that they or Bakugo thought he would have a chance to fight Shigaraki at all, and literally they were about to die if Gran Torino didn't show up.
Yeah. Like, I don't think Bakugo
I
truly
don't even know
understands
how
how strong
Shigaraki got there
Shigaraki
that
is.
fast. Like, how did he get there that fast? Like, did
He's
he
just like,
teleport?
no, he's just like they were saying, like, he's not as strong as All Might, but like, he's just like
He's
physically
close, yeah.
powerful.
Yeah.
Like, because they like erased his quirk and they're like, how is he still like moving this fast?
Yeah,
They're like,
yeah.
he's just really, his body's just very strong.
No, but I'm saying like he was directly in front of Bakugo and Midoriya. Like literally in front of them when he was behind them 2 seconds before.
He got the turbo jets. I don't know what to say. Like he just
But
has.
then Gran Torino grabbed both of them and did. Gran Torino is really dumb fast, but we kind of knew
Yeah.
that. But I didn't realize he was that fast. Like,
I mean,
that
he's
dude
older
is
now,
crazy.
but
Yeah, he was
yeah.
faster back then. They were saying he was way faster back then. But bro, he is crazy fast. Like crazy fast. So I don't know. That was cool. Shigaraki is growing on me a little bit. I don't know if it's him growing on me or if it's just that I like that he's a super strong villain.
It's probably just that because nothing has really changed with his character.
So I just like, I don't know. I like villains that are strong. And I guess he's not strong for no reason. He got put into a chamber and they built him up. And he had to sustain like that damage for 4 months, I think he said. He
Yeah.
went through 4 months of just excruciating pain to accept all that power and all those quirks they were trying to put into his body. So yeah. Is that
Yeah,
who you were
he's.
talking about was going to be super strong?
Wait, when was I
Last
talking about?
week you were like, there is somebody who has extreme strength who doesn't have a quirk. Is that who you're
Oh,
talking about? Or
yeah.
no?
That's what I was talking
Okay,
about.
okay.
Yeah, it is
So yeah.
Shigaraki. Like, he is very, like, his body is just bioengineered like a Nomu. Like, he's very powerful.
Yeah.
But,
And
like,
the
it
doctor
has nothing
said
to
he
do with the
didn't, like you
quirk.
said, he didn't give him, he only did 70% or something like that. He didn't
Yeah.
do all of it because it would be too much strain on his brain or something. Like his brain would take too much, or that's what he said.
He
He was
did
like,
say
his brain.
something about, like, he didn't want to make him too physically strong
Yeah.
because it would mess up his brain.
So,
Which I don't know what that has to do with anything. I
do
don't know.
anything. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's the
But
scientist. He's the
yeah.
he has all that shit down to the T. Clearly, he can take quirks, put them in a bottle, and then make them duplicate them and give them to multiple people. So, I don't know. And the doctor dude's super old. He's been with All For One forever.
He's like 100 or
Yeah.
something. He
So,
has a quirk that makes him stay younger, but
yeah.
he's an elder. What was I gonna say? I think, oh yeah, I think another reason they may not follow them as much as we'd like next week might be they might follow Toga too.
Oh yeah, she went on a rampage and just started killing people.
Yeah. And
And
at first
then
I thought she was twice. So I got a little hype. I was like, maybe he's not dead. Maybe I didn't remember well. No, he's
yeah,
dead. He's dead.
he's dead, yeah. It was funny. That was a funny moment because the person that captured Toga and the other guy, when he was back with the group, they were like, "Wait, I thought you just captured them." And then
Right.
she just killed him. Like
I was so confused by that scene, though. I was like, what's going on here?
yeah,
But
so that
they
was
might,
cool.
I feel like they might follow her, but
Oh, and then Dobby is just over whatever that like
yeah.
relationship is with the paranormal society. He's like, yeah, I'm done with this military bullshit. I mean, you can stick around if you want, but you know, like I don't really care.
Yeah.
I'm just, yeah, so.
I don't really think Dobby's done, though.
Not like that, yeah, not like done, but I'm saying he doesn't care about like this
No, he doesn't care about
building
the
a
military
society.
effort.
Yeah,
Go
yeah.
and get out of here. Yeah, My Hero's pretty good. One thing I did, there were some funny moments. R.I.P. Funk Man.
Oh yeah. She was like, "Funk
I
man," and then dude was like, "Mourn him later."
don't
Mourn him
even
later.
know who Funk Man is, but it
We
was just
don't, we
funny.
don't, we
I
don't
was
know
just
who he
like,
is.
who is
Yeah.
Funk Man?
It's just so random. And they need to start making these deaths feel more like with characters we know. Not to say like they should kill off people that
Even with
we
characters we know, though, they're so abrupt.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't. That was just funny. Funk Man. But no, you see tomorrow, he regenerates, super strength, multiple quirks, a lot of overpoweredness.
Yeah, he's just super overpowered. I don't see any way that the villains don't win, honestly.
I mean,
You
I feel
know.
like the hero's best shot is probably just
But
Eraser and.
yeah, or Midoriya finally strapping his nuts on and becoming the next All Might, you know, but
But then you see all the Nomus came out too.
yeah, the Nomus popped up. So it's
That
like, bro,
surprised
what
me.
the
I
fuck?
forgot about that.
Yeah, that was crazy 'cause he pressed a button on his phone and everybody, or not everybody, but I forgot who it was. He was like, "How is that even possible? They just he
Yeah.
destroyed the whole city. Like he crumbled the whole city. So they must have been deep, deep underground. And they were ready for that. And he just pressed the button. All the vats started glowing purple. And they just popped up. And then so yeah. But
It
we
really does not
I
look
was
good.
right though. Remember what I said
What?
what they should do to kill Shigaraki?
What?
Get him in
Erase them
the
and then
air. I
endeavor
said, get
to
him in
go
the air,
there.
endeavor, and just go burn that man up and have Aizawa look at him. That's literally what I said last week. Or
That's
not
what
even
they
last
went
week, 3 days
for.
ago. And that's exactly what they went for. But they didn't know he could fucking smack the air with his hand and move his
Yeah.
body.
They know
What the
they
heck?
couldn't account for that.
And then also what surprised me, because when Endeavor used that solar like flare on the ground when he was on the little piece of crust after he emerged and he
Like when
burned
he
him, I'm
sent
like,
the first initial
yeah.
flames.
I'm like, how is he not dead? Like, what the heck? Like, what
Yeah,
is going on?
he regenerated.
Yeah, and then that's when they show he can regenerate. And I'm like, oh my God. That's when it dawned on me. I'm like, all right. He's just OP now. He's just crazy OP.
Yeah. And there's no All Might, so
Yeah,
because
and there's no All Might.
there's no one to like balance it out. Everyone's just gotta work together. And that's another reason I do like My Hero, because there is a lot of teamwork in the
Yeah.
show. And I feel like we're gonna see a big parallel between like My Hero and like Bleach, with at least like the teamwork. Because I feel like in Bleach, from what I
Oh
can
God.
remember, I feel like it's just a lot of Ichigo having to be everyone.
Yeah,
And
we can talk
I've
about as soon as we get into Bleach, I know exactly what you're talking about because I was like, what?
So
At the in the middle of that episode.
we can talk about Bleach now, because I was saying that, I don't know if it was last episode or two episodes ago,
Yeah,
I
you were
was
like,
like,
isn't it just Ichigo winning and fighting everybody, and everybody's kind of just watching, like Ichigo comes to save the day. Almost like some Goku type shit, like.
that's all I remember from like the old Bleach episodes. It's like everyone else seeming like kind of doing their thing, but kind of being useless until Ichigo
Yeah.
comes and like beats all the
Saves the day.
enemies.
Yeah.
And I'm
And
just
then the
like,
dude didn't even want to call him. He was like, ah, I can't, I gotta
this is
ask the captain.
embarrassing.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. We
The
can't
sixth
call a
time this
substitute.
week.
The substitute Soul Reaper, not even the full-time Soul Reaper. We're calling him to save the day. Like, what the heck?
That's why I'm so confused by the Soul Society. Why it's kind of pissing me off. I'm like, why is your security so bad? Like, you're the Soul Society. Like, you gotta have like some measures. But like,
Yeah.
everyone's getting trashed. Everyone's underpowered. They're getting their Bankai stolen. And then the only person who can't get theirs stolen happens to be
Is
Ichigo.
yeah.
I'm just like,
And
bro.
then but they were trying to figure out like what their what the Quincy's secret move or secret, ability was. 'Cause the
Yeah.
doctor, he was analyzing, they were like, "Bro, he was like, I told you guys. Just give me some time. Give me some time before you use your Bankai." And they're like, "You know what? Fuck it. We're gonna use our Bankai." And it's funny that like it showed the one guy who used his, but they all simultaneously at the same time activated their Bankais in their respective fights.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, what's the timing? The coincidence at each fight, everybody's activating at the same time, getting it stolen.
Then everyone's
So,
like, call in, we gotta let them know. We gotta tell them.
yeah, we
But
gotta
like
tell them.
six people just lost their Bankai at
Yeah,
once.
instantly.
And
And
I was
point two.
disappointed too, because I wanted to see, I think his last name's like Byakuya, the guy with like the flower petals.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to see his Bankai activate, and then it just got stolen. And I was just like, bro, I hate this
And
shit.
then it was, they didn't even let him, like, at least with Ichigo, when Ichigo went into his Bankai, or
Yeah.
was he in his Bankai already?
Yeah, he was fully
Yeah,
in his
he was
Bankai
fully in his Bankai, and then the dude tried to
to steal
or
it.
I don't think he was. I just think Ichigo has two forms with his sword, 'cause he has the fat version and the skinny version, and then he has his Bankai. I could be wrong, or
Does
maybe that
he?
is his Bankai.
I'm really confused about his sword shape too. I feel like his sword, I think, just has two forms.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's just like Bankai and regular.
Yeah. So that might be it. That might be it. But I feel like we were saying, I feel like he was in his Bankai form before the dude tried to steal it.
I think he was. Oh, wait.
But he also was
Before
saying
he.
Bankai. Yeah, he said, I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but it looked like he was in like that skinny form. Like, how his clothes are super baggy when he's in this traditional Soul Reaper
Yeah.
outfit. And then when he goes Bankai, it gets all tight on him. For some reason, I remember him being in the tighter clothes before the guy tried to steal his Bankai.
I
I
feel
could be
like he's
wrong.
been in the outfit like the whole time they've
Yeah.
been Wakoma, though, for some reason. So he may have
Oh,
just been.
no, not that one, not that one. I'm talking about when the dude showed up on his bed the very first episode and he tried to steal it from him.
You're saying he was already in Bankai, like in his house?
Yeah, not in his house. I could be remembering wrong. I just for some reason remember him being in the skinnier suit,
Okay.
and not in the baggier suit in episode one when the first guy showed up trying to steal his Bankai at his house. I
I
could be
don't know.
very much wrong though. I could just be m remembering wrong.
Well, I
But
don't
yeah.
remember either, so we
But
just go
yeah.
with it.
But Bleach was cool. I think the fight was definitely anticlimactic, even though it's not over.
Oh, the one
Because
with the guard, the
yeah,
Van
with the guard
Dyke
and
guy.
Hueco Moon. Yeah,
Yeah,
Hueco
I
Moon
was like,
though.
because I thought he died. So then I was just like,
Yeah.
well, that was really abrupt. Like,
Yeah, but it was a good way to make him die because he got him all upset because obviously Quincy's don't like Bankais, they don't like Soul Reaper, so that e easily made him upset for him to say, "Oh, you're scared of Bankais," and he's like,
yeah.
not scared of you. And then he, you know, dropped his guard because he's heated. And then the other guy's like, all right, bet, boom, sneak attack. All right, he's dead. Now we need you to go to the Soul Society because they don't got shit under wraps, and you're the only one that can save the day, like usual. And
I
then,
just I don't like it. I'm just like, why is he
yeah.
the
Why is he
only
the only one?
person?
And they were gonna explain it. They were gonna say it, but then, obviously, you know, for plot reasons, they had to cut the call off right when he was about to tell him why he's the only one who
Oh
can't get his
yeah,
Bankai
that made
stolen.
me mad.
And then the phone cuts off, and then he tried to trap him inside the little portal they use to travel from the Soul Society to different places.
See, it's just so Ichigo centric and just
I mean,
feels
he is the main
so
character though,
he is the
but
main character, but
I
like
do feel the same way though. I'm like, dang, when he said that, when he said Ichigo is the only one whose Bankai can't get stolen, I literally was sitting watching the TV, and I didn't cringe, but I was like, that's kind of ass. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
and now it's like he's trapped. So like they're just like,
yeah.
I feel like they're just gonna play this cat and mouse game where like Ichigo, they're just waiting for him to arrive
Yeah, and they're
the
stalling
Soul
for time.
Society and they're stalling. It's like,
And my whole thing was, I thought that the reason his Bankai didn't get stolen is because the other guy was just too weak, or he did it at a bad time. Like, he didn't time it correctly. You know what I'm saying? Like, it kind of reminds me of, I thought it was a kind of like in Xenoverse when you use Captain Ginyu kind of deal. Like, you have to time the body switch for it to work. Like, it's super OP, but you have to use it at the right opportunity, at the right time, for it to actually work. That's what I thought it was. Because the other guy, he literally tried to do it as soon as he turned his Bankai on. And I didn't think that would be the best time, even though that's like an opening. Like, because it's like a power up. It's like, I'm not going to let you power up. I'm going to hit you before you finish powering up. But I thought it should be like mid battle. I kind of got you weak. Now I can utilize this ability type of
Right,
deal.
like he's like a
Not like,
Pokemon battle. You
yeah.
try to catch him, can't catch it at full health.
Yeah, you
You gotta
gotta get
weaken
it.
it a little
Yeah,
bit.
weaken it a little bit. Not, oh, I can just, whenever you turn it on, I can just take it. Like, that's kind of,
Nah.
that's even OP. Like, what the heck? I can't even transform. Like, no, you try to transform, it's over. I'm taking it before
Right.
the transformation even like gets halfway through.
Yeah, that pissed me off. I wanted to see his Bankai,
So,
but yeah, and
I
then that
will
was
say,
silly.
I think it's like Der Ritter. That's what the group is called. Of the Quincy's, Der Ritter, and then it was like QEF. Each one of them's a letter. The one with like the black mask is, I don't know if it's a dude or a girl, but she's pretty sweet, or he's
Some of the
pretty sweet.
one, because that was funny. You talking about the one that was like hanging
Killing all the
people with
people,
like
yeah, with
spikes,
the spikes, yeah.
and
I'm
they were
like,
like,
okay. I'm like, this
see,
dude's hard.
this is why Soul Society pisses me off, because I'm like, bro, 1,000 people died in 7 minutes, they said,
Yeah.
and then I see like the battlefields, the dude with the spikes is like killing people, and they just start retreating. They're just like, yo, we're done. We're done
Yeah, and then
fighting.
the one guy who has moral, he's like, we're supposed to guard this with our lives. We can't run. Like, we have to put up a fight. And then Renji shows up and is like, good job. I'm glad you stuck with our morals or whatever, but
Bruh.
I'm taking over from here. And then,
They ran away. They said, I'm retreating. This is why y'all are getting clapped on.
yeah,
Y'all need
but I don't even know
to.
why they have them on the front lines. They don't even
I
seem
don't
strong enough to fight.
either. Like, the whole Soul Society, just the whole military. I don't even know. Is there a civilian area of the Soul Society?
No, I think it's just
Is it just
or maybe
all of them?
outside of their little base, because I do remember in when I first started watching Bleach, when they first got to the Soul Society, this is before Ichigo became like a Soul Reaper, a substitute Soul Reaper. He was there and they were trying to save, is her name Yukia? What's her name?
Rukia,
Yeah, Rukia.
it
They were
started
trying
with
to save
R.
Rukia, and before they got into the Soul Society, they were in an area where it was just like regular people living and stuff. Because when you die, you like go to the Soul Society. They were saying like when you die in the real world, your soul goes to live in, not inside the Soul Society, but whatever that realm is. Maybe that realm is the Soul Society, but I know they have like their own special like gated off area where all the Soul Reapers live, and they train and they battle to get stronger and stuff like that.
Right.
So yeah.
What else is there? What? I already talked about this here. Someone got split in half. That was funny.
Yeah, straight down
And
the
they
middle.
were
The dude that
screaming
taught
like
him.
crazy.
Yeah, I think the spears make them scream because when they first get hit, they are quiet, and then once they start hanging, they start screaming. And the person was like, "Why are they screaming like this?"
That's why I
That's
was
why I
laughing.
like them, because it's like it's fear. I'm putting fear. I'm instilling fear into you guys. Like it's not only like I'm killing you, but I'm making everybody else scared. And they all ran away. And I'm
That
like,
was
"Bruh,
crazy.
this dude's crazy." Yeah, and he was just walking. It was like flames, just blue flames behind him. He had the sweetest in like entrance out of all the ones they showed. And then you got the
Yeah,
dude with the black and white teeth, and I'm like,
that was weird.
yeah, I'm looking at this. I'm like, bro, this just looks like your typical like black character that they try to fit in and make look, you know, like just like stereotypical hip
Yeah,
hop like black
very
dude.
hip
Yeah,
hop-ish,
I'm like, what is this,
black and
bro?
white teeth. It was weird.
I'm like, what is this representation? It's like, no.
This is how you mess up the black anime watchers, like immersion. When you start adding people like
Yeah.
that, I'm just like,
Yeah.
that was a little weird.
Yeah.
That was funny. All the captains were fighting Stolarbank guys, whatever. One
Yeah,
dude
it was
used
like 2, 3, and
guns.
6. Yeah. The guy shot him in the eye, took his eye out.
That was funny. I was like, this dude has using guns? It seems like they can use whatever weapon they want.
Yeah, whatever weapon they want. And use the Renchi. I think that's the name of it, the spiritual energy they use.
Yeah,
So,
I thought they only used bows. Thought the bows
yeah,
were
that's
better.
what I was saying. Remember, I was saying that's what they used to only use. But that's why I think the Quincy, who's in the human world right now, his dad probably
Yeah.
split off from those ones because they stopped going by the traditional, you know, ways of the Quincys. Because they're using like stuff that they're not supposed to be using. They
So
used to only
using
use
weird
bows.
weapons.
Yeah, weird weapons and doing a bunch of other stuff with the spirit energy. And he probably was like, yeah, I'm not fucking with that. So I'm out.
Yep, that's about it, probably. We'll probably find out more. They didn't show Ishida,
Yeah.
that
He
episode.
was the last thing we seen was him reading the book. And then he closed the book and he asked his. I don't know if that's his brother or who that dude is with the right white hair who looks like just like him almost. He was like, "Did you know about this? Like, what is this? Why didn't you tell me?"
I
And then
assume it's his brother. I don't know,
he was like, "It's not time for that." And then it just
though.
cuts back to Ichigo fighting. So yeah.
Only other thing I can remember is just Chad and
Or
Orohime,
Hime got
or
trashed.
yeah, they also got shot.
Yeah. In the arm and the chest.
So we'll see what happens with them.
And my thing is like, dude, how long was dude analyzing the piece or the body of the guy? Because Orihime and Chad looked like they got destroyed, but he was only talking to Ichigo for, I want to say, maybe in their time, like 2, 3 minutes. Like when Ichigo was traveling, remember he opened the portal for him and he sent Ichigo to the Soul Society? He was like, all right, I'm about to analyze, this stuff and give you the feedback that you need going to the Soul Society,
So
and
it
then you
was
can pick
very
up the.
fast.
Yeah. And then, because he was on the computer and then he got an arrow on his back, and then next thing you see is Chad and Orihime all damaged and beat up. So I'm like, so you didn't hear them getting trashed while you were on the computer? Like, was it like a. You know what I'm saying?
I see
Like.
what you're saying. I was a little confused by the arrow. 'Cause I was like, how many shots? I thought he only sent one shot. But
Yeah.
then the arrow was stuck in him. There's no way he only sent one shot. So I do
Yeah,
see what you're saying.
it
I
looks
don't
like he
know.
was fighting Chad and Orihime for a long, or maybe not a long time, but he damaged them really fast, really quickly. So did he not hear that going on? Was he just on a computer? And
Don't
then
know.
finally the arrow hit him in the back. He was like, oh damn. Oh shit, this dude's still alive? Oh shit, Chad and Orihime, you're fucked up. My bad.
Maybe
Like,
it
you
was
know what
like
I'm saying?
pew pew, you know, it was like two quick shots.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
That
so
didn't make no sense. Okay. I thought the episodes were okay. I feel like the lineup was better last week to me.
yeah, definitely, it was definitely more plot building, story building, I feel like, last week. But this week, like you said earlier in the beginning of the episode, It was a lot of fighting, a lot of animation, a lot of,
Is
I don't want to
this?
say conflict resolution, but you know, it got, the conflict is starting, like it's happening.
Yeah, a lot of build up to the main
Yeah,
fights,
to the
I
main,
guess.
yeah.
Besides Chainsaw Man, that was
Yeah.
different. But okay. Do you want to do best? We do best animation.
Yeah, best animation for me is Mob.
Mob. Okay.
Yeah.
It's tough for me this week because I don't know. I didn't feel super impressed by everything. I didn't feel super impressed by the other three besides Chainsaw Man. But Chainsaw Man this week, I felt like the animation looked a little bit better to me. So I kind of want to give it to Chainsaw Man. And before, I don't know. Nah, it's probably Mob,
No,
honestly.
don't give it a pity. Yeah, that sounds
It's
like a
probably a
pity
pity
win. Like,
animation.
oh yeah, it was better than last week,
It's
so it's the best.
Nah,
No,
I gotta catch myself. It's probably Mob.
I was
But
gonna let you rock. I was gonna let
it
you
is
rock. I
looking
wasn't
better. But
gonna
nah, it's probably Mob now I think about it. I do wanna say for best episode, I think was Chainsaw Man this week for me.
For best episode,
Yeah.
best episode for me, I'll probably say My Hero. I'm not gonna lie, I think that My Hero
Okay.
episode is really good.
I thought they were all good this week too,
Yeah.
just like last week. But I feel like the one I enjoyed the most, I thought was Chainsaw Man. And I think I did give it more benefit of doubt this week. I watched it last. I wanted to put all the other ones in front just to give it, I feel like, a fair chance. I feel like it was pretty good this week for me. I thought it was entertaining. I feel like it's coming together more after the fifth episode, and we're gonna see more teamwork stuff and more character building. So I'm excited to see it. But I guess least favorite episode this week. I feel like they were all okay. I feel like my least favorite is probably Bleach, but
Really?
it wasn't bad though. But I just like the Soul Society is just like so, I don't like where the story is heading. In that it feels like we're just gonna be waiting for Ichigo to get to the destination. So I hope they avoid that a little bit and we do see, actually get to see like some good fights.
It's starting to feel like Dragon Ball Z. Like, oh,
I don't even
everything's
wanna,
going to hell.
like, I
Not
don't
like it.
even wanna say it's starting to be like Dragon Ball Z because I feel like in the old Bleach episodes, it was kind of like that too, from what I can
But
remember.
you know, like in Dragon Ball Z, it's like it's really, really just
Wait for
all right. Wait
Goku.
for Goku. Yeah. Even when it seems like someone else can save the day, no, wait for Goku.
The only other instance I could think of was maybe Gohan
Yeah, that's
with
the only
Cell.
time. That's the only time. Gohan and Cell. Everything else is Goku.
Man. Hopefully it doesn't go in that direction because I do like to see other characters do things, but we'll see. I
It's
don't
funny
know.
that you mentioned that though, because I still have to go back and watch the past arcs and stuff, but when they said you're the only one whose Bankai can't get stolen, I was like, all right, I might need to go back and watch to make sure that the whole show isn't always like this, because that is kind of crazy. They're like, oh, we need Ichigo to save the day. They literally said that. They're like, we need
Yeah, I
Ichigo
know.
to save the day. We have to call him. We need him here
He's like,
to
wait,
save the day.
we don't have approval. We can't call
Yeah.
him. He's like, I don't care. It's an emergency. Like,
Yeah.
I. It is kind of whack though for you to be the Soul Society and you gotta d depend on the substitute Soul Reaper to save
Yeah.
everybody in the Soul Society. But I don't know. And then I guess what else is left? Best moment.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't say my worst or least favorite episode.
Oh, okay.
My least favorite episode probably would be
Just
Yeah, Chainsaw Man. I think it was Chainsaw Man. I think it was Chainsaw Man. I kind of felt like when I was watching it, I was like, why am I watching this? A little bit, but I also did enjoy the new aspects of information we got.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's understandable.
Best moment, that's the next thing, right? Best moment.
Best moment, there's a lot of contenders this week, I feel like. I had a hard time. Actually, I still don't know. I'm probably gonna pick. Do you have a best moment?
My best moment would have been when Endeavor, when they got Shigaraki in the air and Endeavor went like full power and his sidekick put him in the air, that redirection or trajectory thing. He was going full speed. Then his sidekick brought out like this rope or tape and it made his trajectory go up in the
Oh yeah,
sky
that
and then he
was
shot up.
cool. I
And then
never saw
Aizawa
that
was on the
hero.
ground looking at him. And then AJ, I don't know, that was just a sweet moment. But it didn't go good because Shigaraki just pretty much like used the force to push his body away and
Yeah.
not get hit. But that would have been it. Obviously, I knew Shigaraki wasn't going to die. Like, you know, that would have been crazy if he just died straight up like there. Either that moment or I got to say the shirt, Mob in his shirt with dimples. That shit was funny. It was funny. It was funny, but I
That
was upset. I'm like, damn. But that was funny. The way it ended was funny. So those would be my two.
was funny. Okay. Since we're doing multiple, I have a hard time picking one, two, honestly. I feel like it's probably in between. The mob thing with the shirt was really funny. But I think the three I feel like that were like the funniest to me was when they were screaming with
Yeah,
the
that was good too. I like that
spikes.
too.
That
I
was
like that too.
funny. I was
Not
like,
even for like
bro.
comedy, but for me it was just like,
Like,
this
I
is a
know it was
real
supposed to be
threat.
serious, but
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
it was just funny to me that they were screaming that hard. Like, the
Yeah.
sound itself was funny. Other one, I think when Dimple turned into like his golden
Golden
form,
form. Yeah.
that was funny
Golden
to me.
dimple.
And when Power came into the bathroom, that was also funny to
Yeah.
me. But it was very awkward at
Yeah,
the
yeah. Very, very anime. What? Don't let anybody walk in the room while you're watching this, because they're going to
That
question you.
was like the
She
moments like
gonna
those are
point at her
always funny.
breasts and then squeeze her
Yeah,
hand.
she's
And I'm like, all right. I'm like, all right. Well, I'm like, hold on, hold on, hold on. Let me.
exactly. Like,
I'm
I
like,
paused it. I was
what
like,
is about to
wait,
happen?
what? Had to pause the video and stop for a second. I'd be like, is this really happening? Okay. We're all caught up now.
Yep.
Got
Next episode on Sunday. Next Sunday. Again, same time.
Yep. Let me see. We're getting. My Hero's probably like. I'm trying to think how many episodes they usually have in a season. It's getting up there. There's about to be like episode 7. That's a large part. And then Mob's about to be like 6. Everything is
Yeah.
getting. So it's picking up. Any predictions for next week?
Mob, talk it out. Bleach, Ichigo is gonna break out of that fucking little room. I don't think he's gonna make it to the Soul Society, but I think he's gonna come back and kill the dude like fully, and then go to the Soul Society. Chainsaw Man, team building, all four of them together. The girl with the eye patch included, go on a real mission, and they do something. It might not be like a crazy mission, but they do something together. Like they go do a search and rescue or something like that. And then, what's the last show? My Hero? My Hero, I think they're going to go back to the, leave the hospital. I mean, they have already left the hospital, but you know, like they're not going to show too much of Endeavor, Shigaraki, and Aizawa and the Dragon Lady fighting. I think they'll show more of what's going on back at the home base, like Makia versus Mount Lady. Fat Gum and all those people there. I think they'll show that a little bit more. I think they'll show both, but I think they'll show that more.
Okay. I think in Mob, I don't really have much context on the characters, really. I feel like I don't know if they're gonna talk it out or not. Maybe I feel like something's gonna happen, like Mob is gonna get thrown off because of a t-shirt comment and Dimples is like gonna like get over on him somehow or something. I don't know. With Bleach, I feel like I don't feel like I feel like he's gonna get like old Bleach, like old One Piece treatment. Like he's just gonna get like stuck somewhere, and like he's gonna be like in limbo, and we're just gonna be waiting. Like, is this the episode where Ishiko's gonna come out? Is this the episode? Is this the episode? I feel like that's gonna happen. I feel like Orihime, or is it Orihime or Orihime? I don't know what her name is.
Yeah, Orihime, Orihime.
Orihime and Chad, I feel like they're gonna fight the Van Dyke guy. I feel like they were gonna be the ones that beat him for some reason. Or like Nell might help them too, or something like that. For and I think the Soul Society is just gonna get fucked up. And then
Oh yeah, the grand captain, he was just sitting at the top of his building that's half blown up, looking down.
yeah, you know who he's waiting for.
Oh yeah, he is waiting for the main head honcho, but it's like, all right, bro, you're just gonna watch your people get slain. You're not even gonna jump down there and help a little bit.
Nah, he's gotta wait for the main villain. That's how it always is. I
By the
feel like
time he show up, it ain't gonna be nobody else.
nah. I feel like Renji's gonna fight. What's the other My Hero? I agree with you. I think they're gonna go to fight Makia, Mount Lady. I think they're gonna show Toga. I don't think they're gonna show Dobby. They might show a little bit of Shigaraki and them fighting. I feel like they have to show at least a little bit. Like they can't just completely go away from it. And then Chainsaw Man, I agree with you. I think they're gonna do like a group mission, whatever it may be. It might be a lot of like talking, whatever. You might learn more about the ponytail guy or the eye patch girl. Something like that. So yeah, that's all I got.
I am. Good
Okay.
talk, good talks, good episode.
Yep.
The
We're getting
conversation.
up
I do
there. Our
think we might
episodes.
need a little more structure. Not structure, but you know, like, I don't know. I do feel like the episodes have been good, but I do think we should have a little more. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's like real free flowing, which is cool. I don't know. I don't know.
You think
I
we
don't
need
know.
more structure? Like structure in what way?
And like, I guess when we go from, I mean, we do a good job of talking about each show, but I guess I think we should talk about the same thing in each show. Maybe. Or maybe not.
Like have like categories?
Categories, or not categories, but like topics. So like going into each show, it'll be like recap, what we like. I mean, we pretty much do a good job of doing that now.
Yeah, but we don't say like
We don't
this
say,
is
yeah,
the
this is
recap
what's
or
right.
this
Yeah,
is
this.
the.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I think this is actually fine because it's like free flowing. It's just a free flowing podcast. It's very impromptu. It's not like, yeah, so this is fine. This is fine. This is fine. I mean, we can talk about it.
I mean, I have no issue with doing like having like sections, because we kind of already have like natural sections, but I think we go back and forth as ideas come.
Yeah.
But like we could be like, oh, we don't have to necessarily say that we're gonna do a recap. Oh, we could just say like, okay, just to recap the episode, and then just
Yeah.
recap it, and then
We should start saying the episode number though. I think we should start doing that.
like, what do you mean?
Like, all right, we're talking about episode 3, season 4 of this show.
Okay, yeah. Like in the audio. I do put it like in
In
the
the audio.
descriptions.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so then never mind then. So we're good. I think we're good.
Like I'll put in the descriptions like we talked about Mob Psycho 3 episode 5, MHA season 6 episode 6, and like each one. But we can say it in the audio too. It doesn't matter.
Yep, it's cool with me. Cool with me.
Okay. Any final words? Final thoughts? Gonna go back to Call of Duty.
Yeah, getting back on Call of Duty. God of War
Oh,
comes out on Wednesday.
really?
Oh, it's a great time for gaming. It's a great time for gaming.
God of War
Yeah.
comes out on Wednesday. Black Panther comes out
Oh yeah, Black Panther does come out. I don't know if
on
I'm gonna see
Friday, I
that.
think. You don't know if you're gonna see it in general?
Yeah, and well, in theaters, I might just wait for it to
Oh.
go on Disney Plus.
So like a week later.
No, I don't think they'll do that with that movie. I don't think they'll do a week later with that movie. Maybe like 2 months.
Because I remember I saw Doctor Strange. It came out like a week later on Disney Plus. I was like, dang, not even letting it get any box office.
Yeah.
But I'll probably see it in the theater, so I want to get like the full experience. So it's probably gonna be a bunch of people in there. Big fans. All right. This was episode 5 of the Weekend Weeze podcast. Thank you for listening. If you made this far, make sure you rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever you listen to. Follow the page, like it, share it, all that stuff. Thank you for listening. Peace out.
Peace.